Good evening, everybody. Hopefully my lovelies are right. Evening. They got a dog right off the bat.
There. Yeah, she kind of wants me to play right now. She took a, we spent the weekend at my parents' house, and she kind of took a nap when we got back, and now she wants to play.
Well, too bad. We're playing.
My mom bought her a big green monkey that she's enjoying playing with, so I think she should go play with that now. Hmm? Yeah, it's been pretty fun.
So how's it going, everybody? It's good to be streaming. That I'm streaming for the first time in a while. I guess it feels like a long time.
Well, I mean, we streamed out together.
Yeah,
Your house, and then before that, who streamed?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know. It feels like a lifetime ago at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. But you moved your cork board with your Shinobi picture.
You know, after finishing the episode and released it on Friday, I kind of made a conscious decision to just kind of tidy up and kind of organize and, you know, not play any games at all this weekend. I was just going to kind of work, because my wife and kids went to...
Apparently sound is low.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So continue telling the story while you adjust sound. I'm under the impression they mean across the board.
I don't know how that could be possible, but I just turn it up like this. How about like this? I'll turn it up actually in OBS and see if that helps. Let me know if that sounds better. So I just kind of made a conscious decision to like not play any games and just kind of work on, you know, doing a few of like the setup stuff that I've been thinking about doing. And, you know, I kind of reorganized a bunch of stuff, moved a couple of systems around on the rack. I put the cork board and the whiteboard back out here so I can actively use them more often. I worked a little bit in the studio in the other room, and I got this huge wire rack to store like duplicate systems and whatever equipment I might be using in there. It's just like way easier to access. The way I had it before, it was in this kind of like hidden shelf, and I had to really get behind a whole bunch of stuff. But now I just pull it off of this big shelf and do that.
Yeah, so, well, you know, I need to do a major reorganization upstairs. I sort of have some things in progress, but there's still a bunch of stuff on the floor, and things aren't actually hooked up. I've kind of worked on figuring it out. I'm hoping maybe sometime later this month to just like spend, like you're talking about, like just spend a weekend just doing it.
Right. And I had a lot of fun. You know, it was nice to be able to like just have no distractions and kind of do that. You know, I put on some music. I tweeted out some free music download cards that I found in a couple of my records. On my personal Twitter, it kind of took a little while for them to go. People are like, "When are you going to put up something good?" So Oh no, I was done.
I was going to say I did play some games this weekend. I actually, I mean, not a ton, but a little bit. You know, I was really busy with freelance and work stuff.
Right.
Like Thursday. So like Thursday through Saturday. So I really felt like I need to kick back. I actually I finished the story mode in Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Oh really?
Yeah. That was pretty fun, because it's like I feel like I haven't put that much time into a falling blocks puzzle game since like the Super Nintendo. You know? So it's kinda like I was kind of into it.
Yeah, I mean it's kind of cool that you got into it as much as you did.
Yeah, it's sort of funny. I know you know the story, but I'd like kind of been itching to get it for a while, and in the middle of last Monday's backloggery stream, Drum and Lynn were playing. They brought their Switch over here. They were playing. It's like Rudy Mickle something. It's some complicated name. Which is in the title. It's a rhythm game that I think is based on like a platforming series of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of that, we're like, well, this isn't. We need to play something else after this. And so while they kept playing that, I just like randomly just like left, went to Best Buy, bought Puyo Puyo Tetris and Snipper Clips, and we played Puyo Puyo for the rest of the time. So that's
fun. I mean,
that's a nice thing about the Best Buy Gamers Club thing, right? Randomly go get some games.
I have the PS4 version of Puyo Puyo Tetris. I mean, they're probably exactly the same, really. I mean, I guess it might be nicer on a portable system, but
It was. I mean, it was pretty. It, actually, you know, the I mean, I played most of it on the TV, but then I went to my parents' house for Mother's Day on Saturday, and then came back today, and so I finished it up on the gamepad, and the button D-pad was actually very nice, I thought, for that kind of game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can imagine that. I never really thought about it that way.
Yeah, it worked really well.
Yeah. I was kind of looking at how many Japanese 3DO FC1s sold the last few days. And we were talking about how this might be one of the first times that we had like a real effect on maybe like a price rise of something, I think. It's still pretty much the same, like right around $120, $125, $135 or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I could possibly see them going up in price a little bit in the future.
You got yours for like what, $130?
$125.
Do you think the seller knew there was anything special about it?
No. I mean, I told the seller about it. Like I only knew it because of the posting, the Atari Age posting by Chris Genthy. But
mm-hmm.
you know, but I just like didn't do anything about it at the time. Like it was just kind of information. Like, oh, that's cool. You know, like maybe if I, you know, because I'd already just gotten that my FC10. And I had two games for the system. It wasn't like a priority to go and get it. And then when we were at that swap meet in Chicago a couple weeks ago, I saw it there and I was like, what can you tell me about that 3DO? I was like, oh, well, it's a Japanese unit. And I thought, I immediately went back to that posting and I was like, well, can I look at it? And I mm-hmm. looked at it and there was the Switch. And I was like, I got to get it right now because it makes sense and it's right there. You know?
And I thought it was hilarious, like in the aftermath of you buying that and before you released your episode, you told, you know, Joe Redifer and John Lineman about it. And they both bought them before your episode came out.
And because they didn't know. And I think that it's so crazy that it's kind of this unknown thing. You know, it's just the information's out there, but it just has not been shared, it seems like.
I like to think that if it's about retro hardware and John Lineman didn't know, then basically no one knew.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, John was like, you know, I already have one on the way. You know, when I talked to him like a couple of days.
You know, it was funny. I noticed a few comments that basically said something to the effect of, you know, I just got one like yesterday or a week ago. Like a few people had gotten theirs really recently.
Yeah. I mean, it's the thing that made me smile is all the comments saying like, when I saw this, I jumped up and checked my 3DO and I had the Switch, you know, it's a lot of people just didn't know it was there when they've had it all along. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, I thought it was pretty neat watching the episode. Like I don't think I've ever played a 3DO unless I played a little bit maybe at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've, you know, seen very little of it over the years. You know, I watched like GameSack's video on it.
Really quick, we got a $2 donation from Killpain 8787 asking, is the Japanese 3DO worth more? I mean, if it has the A and B mode switch on it, it might be in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like you said, it's kind of the ultimate version because some Japanese games rely on a Japanese font that is inside the system.
Right.
And therefore, those games aren't playable on an American system, or at least not properly playable.
It's like five games, I think. And like one of those is like an adult game, adult only game. And I think two of them got translations and released here.
Mm-hmm.
But that RPG that I showed seemed to be the only one that I felt was maybe like worth checking out. I can't remember what it was called, like Blue something. It was like Blue.
But like I was saying, you know, I have seen so little of 3DO in action. And, you know, I know I've seen like videos of Need for Speed and those kinds of games, but they never really made as much of an impression until I watched your video.
Oh, we're going to.
And
really quick, we got Saramaru is in the chat, who is the designer of this game. We're going to be playing FX Unit Yuki. Thanks for joining. I'm just go ahead and get started while we're working.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start playing. We've also got Radical Reggie. He looks excited to see you playing it too.
Yeah, it's a great soundtrack.
But like anyway, I was saying that, you know, the 3D of 3DO, like it looks different from the 3D that you would see on Saturn or PlayStation or N64. Like it's a different type of 3D. I don't really know how to describe what made it feel different, but like I just kind of liked seeing it because of that.
You gotta let me know if the audio balance is good with the music, because I definitely want to be able to hear it really, really well too. I was a backer for this game on Kickstarter. You know, it's kind of interesting because I don't read a lot of Kickstarter updates when I get them in my email. Like it's nice when I see them, but I don't really read them very much. I hadn't realized that it got a title change until like about a week before it shipped. I mean, I just like when it's nice to see the Kickstarter backer updates in my email, but I rarely ever read them. It's just,
yeah,
like, it's,
I'm the same way.
I think it's just seeing like, you know, that update that makes me realize, okay, everything's okay. And if things weren't going okay, then, you know, I got a little nudity there. It's not never gonna get a flag here.
Are you playing this on OSSC?
I am not. I am playing using the FrameMeister. Because, you know, my PC Engine, like, it drops signal every once in a while with the OSSC. But I'm playing on my PVM. Anyways. Game sex, flagging video for nudity, and unsubbing.
Well, a way out guy surprised us on that front too.
Yeah.
Well, neither one really showed you anything, but
well,
there's some butt in the way out for sure.
You know. We can't put that kind of stuff in a normal episode, but we try to slip it in during our streams when we can.
Unintentionally, I guess.
Yeah.
We try to unintentionally.
All right. I know there's a pretty long story scene, but I'm going to go ahead and get started.
So this game has, the levels like follow like themes of different famous PC Engine games.
That's right. I mean, there's like an Adventure Island one. There's a Castlevania one. I know very little about the game just in general. It's just the way I do things nowadays. You know, if I see something and it kind of interests me, then I either pre-order it or whatever, or put money on Kickstarter, and I pretty much don't pay attention at all until it's in my hands.
I do collect cue card only cue card games. The only cue card game that I've ended up with a case for is Newtopia. And Well, I also ended up with a case for Tenekoi Bank via one of our Patreon supporters, which was nice. But I am collecting CDs for CD games, of which I only have so far Rondo and Ease Book 1 and 2. The Backloggery streams, you can see those just on backloggery.com. I guess you could technically also see them on twitch.tv/backloggery.
Oh, we got a, looks like a donation there.
Oh, thank you. $5 donation from Wrestling with Gaming. Here, you guys are going to need a new source of income now that your channel is going to be removed. Well, like Sarumaro in the chat said, it's okay. She has no nipples.
Yeah, it's true. I mean,
technically it is okay. I mean, you know, you'll see lots of stuff like that.
I died.
Uh oh.
It's all right.
But you'll see lots of stuff like that, like more like in the Japanese version of games that were localized, like Castlevania, and well, I think Run Saber has a pretty good example of something pretty significant was changed for, like, I want to say like the second boss in Run Saber. I can't remember exactly what it was.
The music is excellent. It's the power up.
Is it from one composer or is it like a collaborative thing?
I don't know. I'm sure Sarumaro in the chat can answer that. I think that I ended up backing this on Kickstarter because of a demo. I think that the GameSack actually had a demo. And said, like, he talked about it someplace. I think that's the reason I ended up backing it.
Seen a lot of parallax in this. Sarumaro, did you have to pull off any sort of weird hardware tricks on the PC Engine that you might not have often seen in, like, conventionally released games?
There's one composer. Garbled Waves is the composer.
Excellent.
Oh, I'm gonna let the cutscene play, and I'm gonna turn on the baby monitor 1 second.
Ah, we got $2 from Mr. Mega Man Fan from Mega May. I'll be streaming Mega Man all month. Awesome. Maybe Corey one day this month should play Mega Man 6 finally.
Yes, it's about time, I think. Would anybody in the chat be okay if I just, like, in terms of the chat, just like, I mean, in terms of the stream, just like skip the cutscenes? I mean, I know we like to kind of let them play, but it's sometimes it's...
I feel like for the context of the stream, you know, maybe people would want to move past them, even though they seem kind of cool. When are we doing Dreamcast and Wii RGB? Those could actually be somewhat soonish, possibly, because it's looking like super, super good HDMI solutions are just about ready for both.
PC Engine is definitely happening soon as well.
Yeah, I think Wii will come before Dreamcast, but The big thing with Dreamcast is I feel like we need, you know, the HDMI is going to be awesome, but we also need to have some more, try out some more solid VGA solutions. I've felt pretty unsure about like the Toro lately.
I don't know. I kind of am very happy with changing my setup a little bit in terms of my Dreamcast.
You know, it's kind of got that connection problem too, where it, you know, the colors can be a little shifted if you don't plug something in just right. I mean, there's that issue I was having while I was playing Rush 2049 where it was just dropping. I don't know why. I'm really curious to know if the Retrobit, official Sega accessories that they're going to be putting out, if they're going to just use the original official VGA box design, because they showed a picture of a VGA box and, you know, and it's part of the accessories they are announced.
We got another donation, looks like.
Oh, BT499. What modern TVs are you guys using for your main rigs these days? You're still using a 40-inch Samsung?
Yeah, and you know, like I'm kind of looking to upgrade at some point this year, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Yours is probably a year or two newer than my Samsung, which I got mine in 2012, but I think it might have been it could have possibly been a model from a year or two earlier.
Yeah, I think.
But now.
Mine was 2014, I believe. Does this game have unlimited continues? I know that I have started apparently with 9 lives, but I wonder if that means that there's going to be limited continues or maybe no continues.
For me, I upgraded last July to a LG 55-inch C7, which is their 2017 OLED model, which is outstanding. Very happy with that. In fact, I am in the latter stages of writing an episode about 4K TVs. And that TV is obviously going to be the primarily featured one, since that's the one I have. It's not really going to be about 4K TVs or reviewing 4K TVs or anything like that. It's really going to be, you know, hey, here are, you know, some issues you'll need to
look
at
the chat and walk right into that pit.
Here are some issues that you'll need to look into when you're going 4K TV that maybe you won't be expecting, you know, basically trying to make your 4K conversion as relatively seamless as possible.
And you're going to be, you have that almost completely scripted now.
Yeah, I was really struggling with it. I had it about maybe a third written a long time back in like December. And then I realized like I kind of had some setup issues still that I really needed to iron out before I could do that episode properly, which I did thankfully get figured out in December. But then, you know, there were other priorities and it just took a while for me to get to it, but to get back to it. But I went through, I sort of, you know, updated and revised and polished the first part of the first third of the video, but then the latter part of the video, I was really struggling to get it organized and figure out like what I really wanted to say with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I finally got back on track. So there's a few work related things and freelance things I'll need to work on this week, but I'm hoping maybe I can finish that script. That would be my hope. You know, I don't think it's going to be a crazy long video. I think my hope is that it won't be much more than 20 minutes. you know.
That's, you know, you famous know. Last words, though.
Yeah, but I mean, given where the script is headed, though, I have a hard time seeing how it would be much longer than that. I mean, you know, generally speaking, for me, 3.5 or 1 page on Google Docs ends up being about 3 to 3.5 minutes
right.
of video, generally.
Should we kind of talk about our little philosophy on the minis?
Oh yeah, so yeah, I think you kind of had a good idea. In fact, I saw one person kind of confused.
Sure. Yes.
So the a big part of the whole like MLIG mini concept has always been like really for us, and also to set your own expectations of what you're getting into when you start an episode. Like if you see that MLIG mini animation on the beginning, then you know that basically means, you know, hey, this might be an interesting topic, but you're not like buckling in for an epic or anything. And it's also for us to just make us feel like, hey, it's okay to make a shorter episode sometimes. So we had been branding them as MLIG minis, and they had like a had their own border color for the thumbnails, and you know, they were called MLIG minis on the thing. But then you had this idea when you were getting ready to release the 3DO one. Why don't we just call them, you know, RGB 300 whatever, which we're thankfully able to do considering we hadn't released any other 300 since we started doing the minis. We were able to go back and rename those 300s. And just call them that, have the thumbnail look like normal, but then you click on the video, you see the MLIG mini opening play, and that sort of sets your expectations for like what this is. You know, it's not a big deal thing, but it could be really interesting.
Right.
So that's, you know, I feel pretty good with that. So there could be RGB, you know, 300 whatevers, but they're minis, and that's okay. So yeah.
Yeah, I feel better about it. You know, it's just we don't have to like divide. We don't have to have like subsets. I mean, they can be in the overall scheme of things. You know, they can have the same kind of episode type.
Mm-hmm.
But they can just be smaller within that.
Yeah, I think for me, like I'm going to make something a mini if it's like 2.5 pages of script or less, because I think that's what your script was about 2.5 pages.
Yeah.
And so it could be anything. It could be just a game episode.
Yeah, which is, you know, something that we want to do more of as well. Like, I, you know, there's a lot of stuff I'd like to do, but I feel like it's, you know, I don't want to go crazy with it. And I don't want the episode to be so long that I'm, like, sick of whatever the subject is before I'm done with it.
Right, right. That's a big part of the mini, too. And, you know, it's certainly, you know, don't doubt that we've got some big stuff planned this year. I mean, that's a big reason for the minis, is because we do have to make time for some of these really big things that we're preparing for this year. You know, some of the reasons for all this travel that we're doing and will continue to be doing.
Right.
You know, we don't know the details yet, but, you know, in addition to too many games, we're probably going to be doing more travel in June.
Yeah, I think there's probably like a 99% chance we're also going to be at Retro World Expo.
This year.
We just got the invite. That's the RetroWare Expo in Connecticut.
Which, I mean, from everything we've been hearing, it's like the next great game convention.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like they've really got something special going on there now. Or even from the beginning, I heard it was really good, but I think the first year was only one day. And, you know, now it's bigger. How many days is it this year?
That's 2 days.
2 days. But yeah, I mean, from everything we heard, you know, I know Game Dave went last year and, you know, he couldn't stop talking about how good it was.
Yeah. It's pretty tough. This level, I guess. I asked if there was unlimited continues, and someone said there was unlimited fun. So I wonder if that, I don't know what kind of answer that is. So I guess we find out. Definitely a bit tougher, though, than previous ones.
Can, in Cotton, can you turn around like this?
I've only played the Saturn ones.
Oh, okay. What is the cheapest Cotton game? Because I want whatever the cheapest one is.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's got to be at least one that's semi-affordable, right? I mean, they're on a bunch of systems, aren't there even some on Super Nintendo? Or Super Famicom?
I think so, yeah. I'm not sure if this is meant to be like more of a takeoff of Magical Chase, which I don't know if that is a Cotton game or not. I mean, technically it's not. It's a cute-em-up with a witch on a broom, same way.
Frank Strasser likes the arcades at Retro World Expo better than too many games. You know, I didn't realize this until we were driving away from too many games last year. But I was like, you know what? I just realized I literally never stepped foot into the arcade, and I was kind of bummed about that. I'll have to do some arcade action at too many games this year. You know, I just want to see what they got, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not big.
Castle Vampire Z, most anticipated game ever. I'm guessing someday this game will go for inflated amounts of money on that worldwide web thing that scientists use.
So is this supposed to actually take place in the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, I assume so. What a terrible night to have a curse. Oh, I like that there's candles too.
Ah.
And they all have hearts in them. That's pretty good.
I really want to, maybe we can figure out a way to make it a dual stream even. I don't know. I really want to stream the 8-bit Bloodstained game when that comes out.
Yeah. I mean, that might be just like a day it comes out type thing.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
But holy cow, it looks great.
I was busy in the middle of a shoot at work when you linked me the trailer, so I listened to it with the sound off.
Oh, I haven't even listened to the sound.
Some people were saying something about David Hayter's voice was in the trailer.
Oh.
I guess he's supposed to be a character in the main game. See, that just like, that's more of that, like, you know, not paying attention to pre-release game stuff that we've been doing, you know, and just being surprised by it when it comes out. Even though now I guess David Hayter's in it. I mean, I'm wondering, does it actually sound like Snake? Because I don't know how else you identify David Hayter.
It's easy to forget that you have the projectile attack, though, Joe. I feel like that's how you're supposed to really beat him.
I feel a small amount of regret, maybe, that I chose the 8-bit retro game for Bloodstained for PS4. I guess it makes sense because I'm going to get the PS4 copy of the main game, but I don't know. Like, part of me still kind of wants it on Switch.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. But
what's up with that going up those stairs?
I don't know. I was not on the stairs. I was inside of the stairs. Oh, there's the game over. Is it gonna be?
Uh oh.
Make a high score.
Just slacker back it? I don't know what that means, but I back Bloodstained like day one. So I chose PS4 the other day for my code for the retro game. But I mean, I would be torn either way, I guess.
All right. Okay. It sends me back to the beginning of the stage. All right. So that's good. That's good. So there's nothing saying how many continues I had.
So that's always encouraging.
Yeah.
Not a surefire indicator, but encouraging. Yeah, that would be really fun to just do a day one dual stream of that what's it called? Curse of the, it's like a blend of like three Castlevania names.
Yeah. What was it? Someone was saying, you know, I feel like that game and trailer was designed intentionally to like make Konami as angry as possible.
Well, now I need to watch it with sound.
Part of me thinks that it saves your difficulty level, because I was going through the options, listening to the soundtrack before I like reset the game earlier, before the stream actually started.
Uh-huh.
When I was just setting up everything, I feel like because I have 9 lives and that bat died with 2 hits, it makes me feel like I might be on easy mode.
Oh. Well, if all you did was reset it, I mean, a lot of times games remember options even when you reset.
Well, I reset and went back to the boot screen of the PC Engine.
Oh, okay. Does the Duo R have a reset button?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, you hold down run and press select.
Oh, okay. I was not aware of that shortcut. Saramar says if you left it on easy, it will stay on easy after reset.
Alright, well.
That's okay. Corey's not above easy mode.
I'm not above easy mode. Makes me feel like I don't know if I can should drop down there or not. I'm gonna do it. Okay, there was it. I'm not above it, but you know. Sorry to just disappoint everybody.
As long as you're not disappointing us with your Genesis ghouls and ghosts.
Oh. What do you mean? Oh, what do you?
I have faith in you with Genesis ghouls and ghosts.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe I can beat it though. You never know. Another power up.
Speaking of Castlevania, I played versus Castlevania at the Galloping Ghost. I don't know if I can count it as my April playing of Castlevania because I didn't finish it. I was going to finish it, but once I started progressing in the game, I realized it was going to get really, really mean. because at first it seems virtually identical to regular Castlevania. I couldn't find any differences at all. Items were in the same place and everything. Nothing seemed any harder or weird, but by the time I got to level 3, I realized this in level 2, that the timer was much stricter. You had
really
significantly less time. Like, it would actually be very difficult to get through a level without running out of time. But you've got checkpoints, so it might not be that big of a deal. Other than the fact that that would probably make sure you died on death's level, making it basically impossible to get to death with holy water. But aside from that, I still thought, well, you know, I'll keep going. But then I noticed in level 3 that it's kind of like Castlevania, the NES version of Castlevania 3, where the amount of damage you take is based on the level you're in and not like the enemy that hit you. And I could only get hit 3 times.
So do you lose 3 health per?
It's more than that. I mean, on the 3rd hit, you die on level 3. And so I was just like, okay, playing any more of this is going to waste my time and kill my hands because I don't.
Oh, we got another donation.
Oh, thank you. It's from Ukuo. $2 Canadian, and he just says thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't have very good arcade grip, I guess you could say. I don't really know what you would call it, but it, our arcade sticks and buttons like really cramp my hand. Maybe it's just because I'm not used to him very much. Is this boss using some sort of background tile trick?
Right, because you can kind of see like the...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. I'm curious how, you know, what kind of trick it's using. Because if it is using a background tile trick, that's like, you know, pretty well animated, like travels around the screen like really smoothly. You don't normally see that with like background boss things like in Mega Man and stuff.
I take it on normal mode, you probably have 3 lives and you probably don't come right back to life on bosses. I'm guessing.
CVL in the chat says, how sad, I love arcade sticks. I even played non-arcade and non-fighters with them. I applaud you, but I cannot do it. I was not a big arcade kid growing up, and I just never developed a good grip for them, I guess. I mean, I'm just controllers all the way. I would, you know, if you gave me a choice of playing an arcade level with a regular controller versus an arcade stick, absolutely no question. Always, always regular controller.
Get ready for the wacky prehistoric adventure of Badonk.
Badonk?
It's a cave girl that uses her posterior in order to attack. I mean, she uses her butt.
That, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. The Badonk. That's pretty good.
What else would she use her head?
The music is excellent.
You know, Bonk is a really bizarre character, I've come to realize. Like his transformations and animations and everything are just very strange. Especially as the series goes on. Like, oh, look at all those layers.
Yeah.
Of the greenery. I'm really into how many green shades are used there.
I love the double jump, though.
Did you start with that, or did you get it at some point?
I just got it on the last level.
Oh, okay. What kind of items has been your progression?
Slide and a double jump.
Okay. So you haven't gotten something in every level?
Well, pretty much, yeah. This is... I didn't get one in the shooter level.
Oh, okay. So you've gotten stuff in the platform levels.
Yeah. I'm kind of bummed that I did not. I'm not playing on normal, though. This is definitely the kind of game that I would always play on normal. At least my first time playing it. You know, though, this might be a good candidate if we ever brought back How to Beat. Whoa! There we go.
That is quite a fall.
That's quite a fall. I like the double jump because you can pretty much activate it whenever.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, I guess. Getting a little overexcited there. So yeah, I mean, I don't think we know like exactly what our next episode is gonna be yet. I mean, you're gonna be doing the, because we both installed the GDMUs too.
Yeah, and I started a script for that as well. Although I'm not sure when we'll produce that episode.
And I have an almost complete setup for portable EverDrive, so I should probably get around to doing as well.
Yeah, I mean, most likely, I think the next episode is going to be something that you do, because I think the 4K TV episode is going to take me a good while.
Right.
Oh, there's a 1-up down there.
I know.
Wonder if it's worth getting or if you die getting it. But, I feel like for us to not have a big gap between episodes, I feel like you're going to have to do something relatively easy.
Yeah.
Before I can get the 4K episode done.
Right. I see that being the case as well.
My hope is I can get the 4K episode done before we do more travel, but that will definitely be a challenge. Definitely be a challenge.
Well, that's 2 weeks. I mean, I bet you could do it.
Well, we don't know for sure when our next travel is going to be, although that's kind of what I was hoping for, yeah. Or really, it's more than that. It's really, I've got 3 weeks. To get an episode.
Yeah, I think you'll be able to do that.
Before, it's possible travel could come sooner, but I would guess unlikely. I don't know.
We'll see. There we go. I was kind of, it was a leap of faith right there.
Phew.
Swim now. Cannot attack underwater.
So do you just swim by using the D-pad?
Yeah. Now I have to flip these switches, I guess. Music is really, really good. I wonder if it's accessible just by putting the CD into a CD player.
I wonder. Is that not the case with PC Engine games?
I don't know. I don't know if they're all Redbook or what. Yeah, I'm thinking, like, I think my next episode is going to be a game-focused one, for sure. It just seems fun.
You deserve a break to do something like that.
I mean, I do lots of multi-game ones, but I mean.
Yeah. Jimmy says, always stuck at work doing these things. You stuck at work right now, or are you off? We're about to head off to work.
Oh, no, come on. Did I already do it? Did I just go all the way back to the beginning? I guess I went the wrong way. Yeah. Oh yeah, E3 is pretty soon.
Yeah. It's like second week of June or something like that.
Yeah, we should do a live stream when there's a during the conferences.
Maybe.
I mean, I think it'd be kind of fun. I've never done anything like that before. I mean, I'm not. I always like watching the conferences. I don't get like super overexcited anymore, but.
I mean, you gotta watch them.
Yeah. Didn't you set off your glass break alarm from yelling so loud when Mega Man was announced?
When Mega Man was announced in Smash, Like, because that was like my big, like, third party character hope. And I mean, it was amplified because I was with friends, right? So, yeah. You know, I was real into it. And I hooped and hollered so loud that it went beep boop beep boop beep boop. Glass detector alarm. Beep. Have we heard about Line Doubler Retro Tink 2X? People have been talking to us about that lately, and I feel like you've paid more attention to what it actually is.
It takes,
I'm a little confused.
I definitely want to try it. I mean, obviously, like, I think it'd be kind of cool. I mean, it's obviously would be a good candidate for, like, doing a mini episode on. It takes component S video and composite and line doubles it, spits it out HDMI 40p.
Well, it's really only for 240p or 240p and 480i?
I don't know what it does with 480i stuff. I'm sure there's people in the chat.
I mean, how much does it cost?
I think once it kind of goes into like regular production, it's going to be under $100, which kind of makes it a pretty approachable thing for people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's cool that you can use like unmodded systems, like you would just with the composite, you know?
Right.
Like if you want to use NES or whatever. Oh, Jimmy's off to work. He hopes that someday he'll get fired and then he can stick around here.
I would really like to do a Phantasy Star 3 video. And I thought about doing that really soon, at least start capturing it.
Yeah. How long do you think it'll take you to run through that?
Well, I kind of want to get all recordings of all four endings. And the stupid thing is the game only has two save slots. So you could make
could you do it with an EverDrive, like save scum it?
Well, the thing is like for stuff like that I would want to I'd probably play it on the PS2 collection. Mm-hmm. The M2 PS2 collection, because that has a like a super easy mode that gives you 4x money and experience per battle, and it speeds things up significantly. But the good thing is I could technically make two or more, like just divide it up between memory cards. I could make two, like a save with two slots on one memory card and then do the rest on another memory card. What's that?
I was just going to say, there's a question of what do we think of the newest OSSC firmware? I haven't installed it yet. I looked it up, but I forget what it was. Let me look it up. Multiplication-based scanline method added. I'm not sure.
Did that come out today? When did it come out?
I don't know. It's
0.81. I don't know if I have that either.
When did it come out?
I think it came out when we were traveling.
Well, because I'm looking at 0.80. Oh, yeah, I have looked at this because, like, the LCD backlight timeout option was added. I remember reading that, which I don't need, but it's interesting. Hybrid scanline option add. Oh, this is weird because I feel like I know some of these I read, but then some of these I'm like, oh, that's interesting, but I'd be curious about that. 640 by 400 preset mode added. I'm not sure what that would be for exactly. Is it like an output mode? Actually, for linking input to profile added. H mask range increased. Info screen display updated. I mean, it doesn't sound like anything super super crazy, but it's interesting.
I'm trying to do this without cheesing at me, because I could just go through my lives and just do it, but I want to do it more. That's cool. I wonder how the hybrid scan lines look.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt it's quite like the Ultra HDMI, but it probably, you know, sort of blends the color a bit more and bases the transparency on how dark the color is and stuff like that, I would imagine. It's probably similar to the Super NT implementation, I would think. Oh, is this Lords of Thunder?
Yeah, it's going to be. Oh, yes. A melee attack and shot attack, too.
This is only the second shmup level, right?
Yeah. Do you feel like you could see yourself maybe getting this at some point?
Is it, like, readily available?
I'm not sure if the, it might be a reprint of it. That needs to happen. I don't know if you can buy it just like straight up right now.
Do we have a suggestion for a super gun that is OSSC safe?
That the has is probably like your best bet right now. And I think if Smoke Monster is in the chat, I'm not sure if he is or not.
I think he is. He is. He is.
He talked about it recently a lot, I guess, on the Retro RGB interview with him. I think I'm probably going to upgrade to a has. As long as, if I could use an extension. I mean, do normal JAMA extensions work with it? I don't know if Smoke Monster's in there. If normal JAMA extensions work with it, so I don't have to, like, pull the whole thing out, I will probably get a has and just, like, stick with it.
It's just, like, well-attenuated levels and stuff like that.
He's taking... All right.
Well, yes, JAMA extensions are good.
Okay. I mean, they should all be normal. I could even use my Jason's Customs JAMA extension, because the JAMA out is going to be the same no matter what. I'm not going to use the extension that I already have, probably. I'm guessing. But regardless, I mean, that's probably what I end up doing. I mean, they're not that expensive. Like, they're $150, I think, but they're completely attenuated to, like, work perfectly with everything, and nothing is out of spec, and it will probably look amazing. You know.
Like, well, if he's taking pre-orders now, you should.
I should just do it. Yeah.
You just do it.
Maybe I'll do that after the stream, then.
Yeah. Is this level easier than the cotton level?
I think it is, yeah. Because you don't have to face both ways. You're always just...
Although there are times where it looks like there's enemies behind you that'd be nice to
hit. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it would be, but I mean, it's... I'd rather work within the limitations than to be sometimes forced to shoot the other way.
Smoke Monster says, yeah, Jason's will be way nicer than other JAMA extensions. The Chinese ones aren't good.
Okay, so but I can use that. So that's fine, because I just want to use the one that I already have. Because it's all like tied up in a nylon thing, too, so there's no...
Do you need to buy a different power supply for it, though?
Yeah, but I can use like a regular arcade power supply.
So but it's still something you need to buy that you don't have, right?
Yeah, I wonder if he sells one that comes with it. But yes, I mean, it's like one of those vertically standing ones, which, you know, like I kind of wanted to avoid, but I, you know, I can probably find a place to like hide it away if I wanted to. Not that my Jason's Customs is bad. I mean, it's very good, but I want to get one that's completely... I mean, I feel like the Haz is going to be like... It's kind of like the be-all, end-all. And I, you know, I might end up selling my Jason's then.
Yeah?
For nowhere near what I paid for it.
Well, you could help someone out.
Yeah. Will you be doing any setup reconfiguration streams anytime soon?
Probably not. Most of the setup that I need to do is upstairs, so it would be...
I almost did a stream the other day as I was installing my GDMU.
Ah.
And testing of it. I thought about it.
I sort of thought about... periscoping it maybe, but it would have been too much because I shot the installation process.
Yeah.
So it would have just been too much to deal with.
Right.
But I feel really good about how I've got like kind of a lot done for that episode, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's a major thing. I never like... It always annoys me when I have to like open up a system when I'm shooting an episode. Like, oh, I gotta open this up and just like make this whole thing out of it, and you gotta hope that you get everything you need.
That's why I kind of got some junk Super Nintendos and Genesis and PlayStation and PS2, and opened them and just left them open.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that some people are saying, oh. Like, can you shoot me a picture of the inside of the 3DO? You know, so we know that to see how the 240p switch works. And I could definitely do that. It's just, I watched the video of like opening it up, and it's like the board is like all the way on the bottom, so you got to remove the seat, like the disk drive, and do all this other stuff. I'm like,
That sounds like more. That sounds like a noble task that. The good old Joe Redifer might have to, you know.
Right.
He don't have to take the mantle on that one. he does his animations anyway.
An animation out of it.
Joe can open a system.
Yeah. I saw someone asking if we've never done anything on Super Guns. You know, if I buy this Haz Super Gun, I think I could definitely do at least a mini on it. For sure.
Yeah.
And like that might be a good, like, it might be better just to do something on one thing to focus on it, you know? Especially if it's considered like the best one, maybe I'll do like an episode on it. And you know, like, Smoke Monster could fact check it and make sure I've got everything in there as needed. You know, it's just like something that a lot of people would know about.
The problem with the Super Gun episode that we have, like, partially in production for like 2 years, is that we didn't feel like we had like definitive information that would like, you know,
well, things kept on changing a little bit.
Situations. Yeah. It just, we felt like there was no, like, we felt like with the information we had, we couldn't really provide a real answer to people of, like, you know, how they should approach this.
Right.
Also, wow, this is a long level.
I know, I was going to say, this is a pretty lengthy level.
Does it make you nervous? You've only got 2 lives. I mean, it's been pretty easy, but...
Well, naturally, yeah. It has not been difficult, really. But I think, you know, if I get the has, I'll do an episode on it. I'll just commit to doing it.
Even if it's a mini. But it might be more than a mini. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, something that's 9 or 10 minutes probably wouldn't be a mini, you know, yeah. But it'd still be short. You know, it's kind of funny that, you know, people have come to expect, like, our episodes to be, you know, a certain size, like when we released the controller docks and displays episode, people were like, oh, this is a nice MLEG Gaiden.
Yeah.
Which is like, well, you know, it was back in the day, that was like a normal length episode, if not slightly
longer.
No,
like these minis are like normal length episodes when we first started out.
Yeah. Like, remember when we started doing RGB and they were like consistently like 12 and a half to 13 and a half minutes, and we're like, that was kind of long. And we're like, wow, RGB episodes have been so consistently like 12 to 13 minutes. And yeah. Then...
And we can only tell ourselves then, like, then... one day these will be almost an hour.
We would have stuck with how to beat.
Yeah, we're like, oh, geez. But yeah, I mean, I do. It's a big relief. I think that in a lot of ways, you know, we do want to do shorter episodes on certain things and never not feel like it's got to be this huge blowout every time. And even if these episodes are kind of like in the same category as like longer episodes, it makes us feel like, gets us in a mindset like, hey, it's okay to have a shorter episode. Yeah,
it's okay for an episode just to be what it needs to be.
Right.
Like with the Waka episode, like I literally felt like I said everything I would really ever care to say about the Waka upscan converter. Right. You know? Like any more than what it was, and it just would have been overkill. It just wouldn't have been, you would have lost interest.
Right. Well, the Jaguar will get a full episode.
Oh yeah, the Jag is going to get its full thing someday.
Holy mackerel. There we go. Oh, did I beat him?
That guy almost looks like he could be a final boss.
Maybe. A feature-length movie. Well, who knows?
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
Guest starring John, just saying, the Jag. We should, like, if we ever do something on the Jaguar, we should just have... Every time we say the Jag, it just cuts to him going, the Jag. The thing about the Jag.
The Jag. Either that or just like, you know, just do like the game sack thing where you just like.
Show up for a split second.
Show up for a split second. Jig.
Electric Cyber Trooper Zap Man.
Oh, this is Shaboobin Man.
Is it? No, it's not.
Yeah. Because the American version of Shaboobin Man 2 is Shockman.
Oh.
Well, she just double jumped into that
thing. Well, it's because I had rapid fire on my
button.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Like Lord Humongous is a 3DO fan.
Oh.
You know, it was fun kind of revisiting a lot of the games that I hadn't played in a while, actually. And, you know, this has not happened very often, where a game does not, where I think, like, oh man, that was a lot better in my memories. But that definitely happened with Crash and Burn. I gotta say, where I played, I was like, oh, I remember this being a lot better.
It was Need for Speed that you kept, where your bike kept getting busted, right?
Yeah, that's Road Rash.
Road Rash, okay, yeah. You kept getting busted during your Frameister settings. I thought that was so fun.
Well, it was happening because I was, you know, just during trying to say settings. Yeah, and I just, like, tried to make something out of it, you know?
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, jeez.
You're just, like, in the middle of it. You're like, not the bike! I got a hearty chuckle.
Gotta use that double jump more, is what I need to do. Shaboobin Man. It's kind of cool to see Shaboobin Man make an appearance in this.
I mean, there's 3 PC Engine entries in the series, 2 cue card and 1 CD. I should get the others sometime. It's a pretty janky game though. When Drum and I were playing through it, it froze.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah, it froze, and thankfully we found there wasn't a level select code, but there was a I forget exactly what the code was. It was it's like a health recovery code, I think, that you can use any time, but the input for it is very flaky. But we were able to get back to where we were relatively easily. But it's kind of janky. Every time that it transitions from gameplay to a dialogue scene, and in fact, I think every time it switches, like, just does a screen transition, like, it the game kind of like has a weird jerky hiccup and it feels like it's going to break.
Sorry, I was just trying to manage those 3 enemies at one time.
No, Sarumaru says that's the reason for the bugs in this stage, is poking fun at the random instability seen in that game.
Ah.
Oh. I can attest to having experience with that game's shoddiness.
That's funny.
We finished it. We beat that game. But of course, like, once we caught up to where we weren't allowed to use the recovery code anymore.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know if the other two games on the system have similar issues. I know they all play pretty differently. Like the Super Famicom one is more of a more of a brawler. The second one on PC Engine is kind of a Mega Man-ish shooter. I think the first one on PC Engine is like a kind of a sword-based combat thing, I think. Have either of us tried Hollow Knight? Nope, not familiar with that. I really liked Shibuya Man Zero on Super Famicom. That was, like, it was fun to play. Like, the feel of the combat was really cool, but it's, like, one of the easiest games I've ever played in my life. It was, like, so laughably easy. it was entertaining for a while.
Well,
like,
you know,
minutes.
I mean, Shibuya Man can't die in Zero. There'll be, you already know he's gonna live.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I think
is a different Shibuya Man.
Yeah, it's different characters in Zero.
Oh, I just like the idea that, like, every prequel game has to be easier. Because
Shibuya Man can't die.
I feel like I just can't. Okay, I gotta hit him with.
Would I buy a custom arcade stick? I mean, I'd rather have a controller adapter of some kind, to be honest.
You had like one of those X arcades, didn't you, when you sold it that you won from?
I did. I actually sold it very recently. I won an X arcade way back in 2004, I think. Among other things, it was part of if anyone is familiar with Nintendo World Report, back when that site was first founded, it was during the GameCube era, so it was originally called Planet GameCube. And they did a contest, to make a video that was, I think, simultaneously celebrating like however many years of Planet GameCube plus sort of plug their upcoming E3 coverage. And I got second place in that contest. And it came with a ton of prizes. Like the big prize was...
the X Arcade.
The big prize was... Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes signed by the team at Silicon Knights.
And you still have that, right?
I do, yeah. I actually gave my original copy of Twin Snakes to a friend who didn't have it. That was also how I got a PNO3. And I Auto Modalista came with it too, though I sold that. I was like getting ready to go to Funko Land and like trade in several games. Like I was expecting to trade in both Auto Modalista and PNO3 because PNO3 like got such bad reviews. But like I was like, well, I need to at least try both games before I go trade them in at Funko Land. I was like all ready to go, and so I tried each one, And I'm like, yeah, Automodelista, this isn't doing much for me. And, you know, I went into P&O3 with a mindset of thinking, oh, this is going to be terrible. And I'm like, this is actually kind of interesting. So, thus, I still have P&O3. It is not a bad game at all. It's, you know, I think not what people were looking for at the time, but it plays kind of interestingly.
There was
a bunch of other, huh?
All right, go ahead. I just saw someone said the NES Classic is coming back on June 29th. Interesting. Did they just announce that today or something? I know I saw something about the gold version in Japan, but.
There was also a Hori pad with that. I already had a Hori pad. I ended up selling my second Hori pad a few years ago. I kind of wish I did. I've still got one, but you know,
was it a purple one?
It was not, and both of mine were black. If I had had a black one and a purple one, I probably would have kept them both. But I was just like, oh, it's two of the same. May as well sell one.
Yeah.
But there was more stuff. There was like a Mega Man pin. There was like a GameCube notebook. There was just like tons of random little stuff. Like even for second place, I want to say the top prize included some special edition GBA SP, like maybe a Famicom one or something like that. I want to say it was something like that that first place got, that was like the big thing they got that second place didn't get.
I can't believe
it. But anyway.
Why did I respond there without having to go back to the beginning of level, I wonder? Maybe that was a glitch.
But,
glitch.
But anyway, yeah, there was an X Arcade in there that didn't come with any cables to connect it to any system. Like, I would have had to buy the cables to plug it into something. And I want to say the cables were like $20 or something like that. And I was like, I just didn't have enough interest in playing with an arcade stick to... spend $20 on those cables.
Yep. Wait, really quick. I want to say, I see Jody Hickson is saying us whenever I got the Gen 2 Jag and the SNES to Jag. I did get them. I don't have a unit to use them on yet, but I do have them for when I do get a Jag. Thank you. Okay, sorry about that. I saw it pop up and I wanted to make sure I didn't miss it.
So I had kept it for years just because it looked cool, even though I don't really have an attachment to arcade sticks per se. I was like, this is taking up too much space. So I sold it. And it cost like, it sold for like, I don't know, like $90 with free shipping. And shipping was like $45. It was kind of ridiculous, but it's okay. But then like literally like a week later after I got rid of it, I'm like, yay, now I don't have this big thing I have to find a place to keep anymore. Literally like a week later was when I found that $15 Steel Battalion controller. So I was like, I have gained nothing. Although, if I still had that arcade stick, maybe I would have found it harder to justify getting the Steel Battalion controller.
You would have got it anyways. You couldn't resist that.
No. Well, you know, we were back and forth on that when I was talking to you about...
Is the boss based on a Sega Genesis? Looked like she's based on a Sega Genesis. Well, I guess her name is Jenny. G-E-N-I. Plot twist. I'm skipping the story. Sorry, everybody. I'll replay it. At my own time and see, get the gist of the story. I don't realize I'm like kind of barely in my camera here. Let's see if I can. No, that doesn't help at all. There we go. That's better. Oh, final stage.
Ooh.
Up or down? Oh, I see. Oh, that's an. So what is this based on?
Now, what is this based on?
It's kind of awesome, though.
Yeah. I am. Is this something you recognize? This doesn't look familiar to me at all.
And once I figure out the answer, I'll probably be like, oh, of course. Oh, download? Maybe.
Download? I'm not familiar with that.
It's a Japanese-only game.
I mean, it looks to me more like a Battletoads type thing or something.
Okay, I do respawn. Yeah. People are saying it's based on download.
I'm gonna look that up. I'm curious. Why did I literally only type download into the search? Oh, here's Bithead 1000 with
talking about
download
it.
PC Engine 5 reasons to own.
He just did a video on the top 6 best Atari Lynx games.
Uh-huh.
And he says, some people are like, oh, you know, this is just your opinion. And he's like, this is the definitive list. Everyone always says, oh, you know, it's just your opinion and, you know, everyone's list is going to be different. He's like, no, this is the definitive list. There's a really good comment because something he always says is I got news for you. And people are saying he should just like have a podcast called I've Got News For You. And it's just like him telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
Final battle is here. Oh, it's playing the first level music again.
Oh, well, in this download game, it looks more like a shmup. It's like running along a road, but like you can fly everywhere.
Ah.
Yeah, it appears to be a straight up shmup. With a character, there's a character in it that looks like Zero Suit Samus. Smoke Monster says, is your Jason's custom an actual stick? If so, have Voltar turn it into a DB15 Plus controller to plug into the HAS. That would be like a 5-minute job for him.
What do you mean, a stick?
Like, is he asking if like a stick is like built into it?
No, there's no stick built into it. No, it's definitely not. It's like the ad cap. Yeah. Oh, he jumped off the building. Oh, of course. My last life. I'm at the.
Sarumaru did all the art except for the backgrounds.
Oh, wow. This guy's awesome looking. Oh, there we go. I'm gonna do it again here.
Oh, you have to do the whole level now?
Yeah, but I think I kind of got it figured out. I mean, it's when you kind of understand what's going on as I get hit by the first. I'm sure it's much harder on normal. I didn't, kind of annoyed that I did not. I'm annoyed that I didn't play on normal.
Well,
it is what it is. But I mean,
yeah, I mean, it gives you incentive to play again and watch the cutscenes.
Yes, exactly.
Besides, it seems like it'll be relatively good timing for the
end
of the stream. Yeah. You know, I feel like I'd like to play like a good like 30-hour RPG soon. You know, nothing like too crazy.
Was Lost Spear fit that mold, do you think?
I looked that up. I think it is about 30 hours. I was actually thinking that'd be a good game to travel with in some of our upcoming travels.
Oh, yeah. If we have time. Well, I mean, I guess we will. On the planes, but
yeah, if we're doing flying, I mean, I think we're gonna be on some planes for a long time.
Yeah, that makes sense. Might but I mean, be, we didn't even get to play anything on this last trip.
I played
2 hours in. I mean, which is
yeah, I played like 2 or 3 hours of Dragon Quest Builders, and that was it. Apart from what we played of, you know, the 6 hours we spent playing A Way Out,
right.
You know,
the game has different endings depending on what difficulty. I'm sure that's gonna be like, oh, try harder level.
After that, for this. I kind of want to get the Xbox One version of A Way Out, but I feel like I would need to get a second Xbox One controller, obviously, if I were to do that, and. Every now and then I look at the custom Xbox One controller thing. And I'm like always disappointed. Like I feel like that should be really cool, and I just like don't like any combination I can come up with. Or at least I don't like it enough to feel like it's worth the customized cost, you know?
Right.
Like, it's okay. I mean, you can make something pretty cool, but it's like, it's not any better than, like, some of the regular options. Attack of the Pixel says this game deserves a Steam port someday. More people need to experience faux slowdown and glitches. Except the thing is, I would imagine that this game's slowdown is legit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's gotta be.
Did you hear that, I saw this somewhere else first, I think, but the Digital Foundry did a thing on it, that I guess there's a Parappa the Rapper PS4 version that just came out?
And, I mean, there was a while ago.
Maybe it was a bit ago, but it was recently discovered that it's actually a PSP emulator.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, and it's just running an unmodified ROM of the PSP port with linking to, like, linking the game image to high-res texture packs and text packs and stuff.
Really?
But apparently it's, like, actually really good. Like,
I heard there's some lag. Like, it's kind of hard to play.
Oh, really? Well, I wonder if that's because it's emulated. Yeah, but I thought that was rather interesting.
Look at how big that beam is.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Ugh. Come on. I mean, I understand the pattern.
I feel like you're going to get him any time now.
Sometimes he does it twice. I mean, it's... unless there's another form after this, which is entirely possible. Jeez. There, oh, did I get him?
Oh, it's looking promising.
No, no, it's not.
Uh-oh.
I'm not gonna do it. No, I'm done. I'm finished. I gotta do it again.
Just go for it. Just.
No,
just...
I was trying to. There's no zeroth life in this one.
Oh.
That's close. It's okay. It's
all right. Any hot tips from the creator here?
I think I can figure that out. I was getting careless. I got careless because I was thinking that was it. It's okay.
Phew. Well, now I am glad you played on easy. Sarumaru recommends, remember to use your up slash.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forget about the up slash.
Would that have helped on the second form or not, though? Not really, I would think.
Probably just during that last one, I'm guessing.
Yeah, although it's raining beams down on you an awful lot.
Yeah.
How many lives did you get to the boss with?
9. I had all my lives, but I think I understand how to like do it a little bit better now. I feel like it's not going to be as. I got careless on the first form.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the first form looks a little hard to dodge. I'd say the second form is the easy one.
Well, not the part with the hands. The hands is actually kind of tough. But once you kind of get rid of the hands, it gets better.
BBA 937 needs you to hurry up and beat this. His son just fell asleep. He needs to clean up around there. So, you're delaying cleaning up.
Well, you know, I'm doing my best. I thought I was gonna die there. I lost a life on the first section. I didn't mean to.
Did you take
a nap? Gosh darn it, there's the end right there, too.
Did you take a nap? Oh, yeah, you're sleeping.
Let's do this for real this time. I'll do my best.
You got this time, for sure.
Hey, let's not get too. I want to get too confident.
That was a loud yawn, Sandy. Could you hear that on stream?
No. First form down. I gotta all remember to use the upper.
Yep.
I'm okay with losing the lines here. I just won't.
I thought for sure this was going to be the last form.
Me too. That's all right, though.
Did I buy Japanese Bonk Series key cards because they look better? That is an incentive much of the time for me to get the Japanese versions instead. But also because I'm pretty sure this applies to at least Bonk 1 and 2, but there are infinite continues in the Japanese version of Bonk 1. I'm not sure about 2 and 3, but I think so. I mean, the artwork on those isn't, in my opinion, is as good as some other PC Engine artwork. But Sandy, don't eat your foot. Why are you eating your foot? There's no need for that.
Just gotta take my time is all I gotta do.
Yep.
Ugh. So he only always goes left to right on his sweeping shots there.
Oh yeah, I
makes
see
it a little
that.
Bit easier to get him multiple times.
Yeah, I can see that. Go.
It's okay.
So I think the.
Or did I get him? I may have gotten him because the game is locked up.
Is that good?
Well, I don't know. It's fading the white. Someone's asking when we're going to do a collab with LGR. And I think you should like go and should arrange something where you and him hang out and make something.
We should.
Finally over. We've managed to put an end to the chairman and his evil plot. We did it, but at what cost? Even though Jenny was our enemy, I feel like we could have been good friends. Oh. Jenny, I'm sorry. Congratulations! Finish the game in easy mode. To see the true ending, challenge normal mode. See you next game. Well, I didn't realize. I hope I still did it justice, despite playing on easy. It's not as intentional.
You still. There's still some challenge to be had, it looks like.
Yeah. Do do do. I do think that so it takes place in 1990. It looks like.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah. But yeah, we should try and do something with Clint. Because, I mean, he is pretty close. There was a point where we were discussing going PVM hunting with him.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out. It didn't work out because we just, like, never went to the place again.
Yeah. I think the other place we found was better, though.
Yeah.
That you haven't been to.
Yeah, that would have been that would have been so random, I think.
That would have been fun.
Whew. That's a good game. The soundtrack is incredible. And I will see if I can rip it on the I just like putting it in my CD-ROM. Who made our theme song? That is my friend Matt Macheski, who is the younger brother of a very good friend of mine. Yeah, he's a school teacher now, and we haven't gotten any like new music from him in a little while. But he's almost on summer vacation, which will be hopefully just in time for us to start getting new stuff for him for the upcoming projects we have.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, you should look him up on Bandcamp. There's also a link to his Bandcamp, I think, in the About on our channel information. Yeah. See, is it? Yeah, it wasn't easy. Well, I like that there's Insane as well. I'm curious if Sarah Morrow can beat the game on Insane without getting hit. Just has it so memorized at this point. I always wonder that if like game creators can beat their game on the hardest difficulty like perfectly.
Well,
speaking of game creators, here, let me grab these really quick. This was long overdue, me getting these, and they have been on my radar for a long time, but I just like have not gotten them for some stupid reason. I got all three of the Untold Stories of Japanese Game Developers.
Oh yeah, I want to see what these look like.
All three books. They're pretty sizable. I think that they are like kind of print on demand through Amazon.
Oh really?
Yeah, but I mean it's got like some nice photos and stuff.
You know? So is it pretty high quality? Like even if it is print on demand?
I think it looks really good. But there's some good stuff in here. I'm excited this
week. I mean, it just sounds like good reference material.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's...
Where are the interviews in it dug up from?
He did them himself.
Oh, okay.
The guy who wrote these like went and interviewed these people. There's a lot of like really random people.
Didn't you say it's someone who worked with Kurt Collada on a lot of Hardcore Gaming 101?
He's contributed a lot to Hardcore Gaming 101.
Okay, okay.
Jody Hicks, I would say neither Gold Star Chili or Skyline Chili.
You know, I actually I stopped at Gold Star Chili on my way home. Because I know I can't go to Gold Star Chili with you.
Well, I have a Dixie Chili right around the corner from my house, and Dixie Chili is there's only like a couple of them or like a handful of them in the whole area, and I guess it's the same guy who started Dixie Chili and the person who created Dixie Chili like. They went separate ways and opened their own restaurants. So it's like a competing, I mean, not like really competing. It's just more of a Dixie Chili, the one that's really close to me.
But which one was it spun off of?
It wasn't. I mean, I think they started Skyline and then the person like left.
Oh, okay.
And made Dixie Chili. It's like the same kind of idea, but it's like it's not a chain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I stopped at a Gold Star Chili on my way home, and I thought it was very good. It was more expensive than I expected, though.
Yeah, I mean,
I did get a super plate though, so it was sizable.
Well, I mean, even like we went to Dixie, so you got to have both, I guess.
Yeah, I did. But I had something very different at each of them, so it's hard to compare.
We have an MLEG Foods. It will basically... I don't think it'd be very exciting. It'd be about how... It'd be mainly about how a tri only eats one part of his meal at a time. Does not take from everything. He eats one complete part at a time before moving on to the next. That would be the
maybe Joey and I should start a channel all about fried chicken.
Maybe. but you should get these books. I mean, I think that you'd dig it. I mean, I'm not like a big, like, I don't read books like this very often. I mean, I can't even think of the last one that I read was, but this is just like such a good, you know, you can read a few pages, like read an interview or like in a sitting. So if you're curious, you know, they're available on Amazon, The Untold History of Japanese Game Developers. And there is 3 volumes. Let's see if I can get that in there. And the first volume is... it's over 500 pages on the first one. Volume 2 is... almost 400. And 3 is just over 400.
Sandy, I'm sorry. There's stuff over there that I don't want you to get on.
But it's they're pretty cool. Good reading material. Yes, there are digital versions, but I bought the physical, and then you get the Kindle versions for free. At least with the first two. There's no Kindle version of the third version yet.
Cool.
What else was I doing earlier? I was gonna digitize this earlier to put up on the B-roll channel. This was the Street Fighter II Turbo Championship 93. I thought it's a kind of a long tape, but it's just like the same 9 minute segment repeating. So I think I might just digitize that and put it on the B-roll channel.
Cool.
And that's it. That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have anything else that's that exciting. I don't know. You got anything exciting there? You wanna show?
Nothing I can think of. I can't think of anything interesting that has passed my way. I can get $8 from Arby's if I use the following link, which is iateArbys.com/product.
Wow.
I had a King's Hawaiian Big Kahuna sandwich at Arby's. Apparently, if I bought one, which I did, then I can get an $8 Visa debit card.
I did see that about the EverDrive new firmware was released for the NES EverDrive. It has like tons of new mappers. I wasn't aware of what games were not working previously. I've not used any of my stuff in a while. I've just kind of been in this lull where I haven't played a lot of games lately. I mean, this is the first kind of chunk of time I've spent playing a game.
Yeah, I feel like playing some games that did me some good recently. I needed it.
My Life in Gaming Japan, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, if we go, I mean, you'll certainly know that we're there.
Yes. We will not make a secret of it.
Yeah. But we won't be able to say what it's for, probably.
Probably.
When is the Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection coming out? And I guess it's probably end of the month. I know the Dragon's Crown Pro comes out on Tuesday, which I'm kind of interested in, but I guess I didn't really add too much to it. Well, I mean, if we're going to Japan, there's like a specific reason that we're going to Japan. I mean, I don't know how much free time outside of that we'll have. Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, hopefully we'll get to see our good friend Jimmy Hoffa when we're there.
Indeed.
And maybe other stuff. I don't know. You never know. We're doing a lot of traveling. We're trying to maximize each trip by doing multiple things.
Yeah, if possible.
Yes.
But at the same time, I think what we learned from Night Trap was don't like get hung up on trying to do multiple things if it's just not going to work out.
Well, yeah, I think that you should,
you know, get done what you came to do.
Yes, and if you can stay a little bit longer to get that stuff done, don't schedule a whole bunch of time and then try to get to fill that time after you already have the time scheduled.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess we'll see. We'll see what happens. You guys want to complete any system collections? If so, which ones? I don't. I don't want to. I wouldn't have room to do that, and B, it's just, you know, I'd rather have games that I definitely know that I want to at least spend some time with in the future.
Yeah, I can't think of any system that would be like so small that I would feel compelled to do that for.
Yeah.
I really can't think of anything. I mean, Virtual Boy like seems like the most likely, but I don't really want very many Virtual Boy games.
I mean, Master System would be cool, but I mean, there's not a lot of stuff that I don't have that I really want at this point.
Yeah.
I may have to just break down and buy Golden Axe Warrior, though, in the future.
Yeah, I want that, too.
Yeah. Anyways, is that going to do it for this week?
I think so.
All right. Thanks for watching, everybody.
And good night.
We'll see you soon.